flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four teams remain.
The whole season essentially comes down to this play.
And two hosts remain.
You fart.
Me?
Yeah.
Never. It's possible.
I see in your eye.
This is a conference championship week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Smartline Home Design, a trusted local architectural design studio ready to bring your dream home to life. Visit smartlinehomedesign.com.
Championship week with Isaac and Sue on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Roll, flip it, got it. Oh, the ball was dropped.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Good Thursday. Drop.
You don't hear Soup because he's not in here. I don't know where he is. Actually, I do know where he is. He went to the
Barrett Auto Show or Barrett Auto Auction, something like that.
Yeah, Barrett Jackson is the name.
There you go.
Isn't that the name of it?
I believe so.
The car auction, the rich guy car auction.
Where I don't believe he has any intention of buying any cars.
No.
He's just going to party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's, you know, as he'll tell you, he's got rich friends.
Yeah, or at least he'll insinuate.
Yeah, he likes to tell you that. But this guy goes every year. I don't know who it is, but he goes every year, and Suk tags along. And he says it's very debaucherous, and I think it's in Arizona, maybe?
That's right. It's in, like, Scottsdale area.
Which is delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's down there. I mean, you want to talk about a world, an orbit that is foreign to me? I give you the
car
world...
Auctions?
Yes, not just car auctions. I've been to a car. Actually, my dad and I bought a car at a car auction back in Kansas way back in the day. But I'm saying more the world of high-end auto auctions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is
yeah.
That is not my forte.
Yeah, last year he told a tale of a Lamborghini, I think, previously owned by Trump being auctioned, and that was a big deal.
Yeah. Because it was Trump's.
And it was like two owners removed. Like, he hadn't owned it since the late 80s or early 90s, but because he once owned it, it was a very big deal.
When do you think the last time was that Trump drove?
We had that conversation when he came back, and that's a great question. I mean...
Does he know how to drive?
I think he, at one point, did know how to drive, but I don't know.
I don't know about that.
He always lived in New York.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And what kind of driver would he be?
Ooh,
Would he be aggressive?
I don't know if he would be aggressive as much as, like, I'm going to do whatever I want, and everyone else is just going to have to figure that out. You know what I mean?
Why would you? I mean, what what on earth would lead you to that conclusion?
How could I have gotten to that from what
Are
we know of him?
Are you kidding me?
But I'd like to see him drive. That'd be funny. I don't know. Just watching him drive would be
These
funny.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
Well, anyway, yeah, we were at a car auction. My dad had a buddy named Abner. Still does.
It's a cool name.
Back in Salina.
He was Doubleday?
Yeah, he was once the mayor of Salina, Kansas.
Ooh. So your dad knows important people, too.
Yeah. Well, my dad knows everyone in Salina. I mean, he's the man out there.
Well, I mean, I feel like he's a pastor, right? Or was?
Well, he was, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good way to be connected to the entire community.
Well, yeah, and he's married people and... done a bunch of funerals and, you know, the whole, he was a chaplain at the hospital. So he visited, you know, he knows everyone and he knew Abner. And Big Abs was a huge car guy. And Big Abs took us to auto auctions to get great deals on our cars.
Cool.
When I was younger, I think we bought a 1965 or 66 Mustang from one of those auto auctions back in the day. Because you could, you know, back then and out there, you could get good deals. I don't know who the people were selling the cars, but sometimes great deals. Anyway, the auto auction, the high-end auto auction, not my thing. And I don't think it's your thing either. It's not Sook's
thing. It's not my thing.
But I'm sure it's cool, you know.
It's a party, and Sook likes parties.
What are you into that would surprise people?
Ooh. I don't know that there'd be anything that surprises people. I mean, I like adventurous cuisines. I like, you know, like, I like trying a lot of different restaurants. Not necessarily trendy restaurants, but I try to try as many different restaurants as possible. Love to travel. But these aren't super unique things.
Those aren't surprising.
Well, I don't think I have one of those things.
Because you're a bougie Bay Area boy.
Yeah, a little bougie bitch.
You and I are probably the two biggest foodies at the station.
I think that's probably accurate, yeah.
I think. Maybe
so.
Swigard. Lynch was a foodie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Swigard likes to cook.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'd say for me, things that I'm into that you would be surprised by, well, we've been on the air for 20 years or whatever.
So not a lot's going to surprise people out there.
I don't think anybody's going to be surprised if you listen to our show. Maybe you don't. I am a happy little gardener.
Actually, I'm not sure I knew that.
That may surprise people.
Okay.
I do like, I'm a hippie.
Yeah.
My thumbs are green.
Yeah.
And I love it.
What do you grow besides hemp?
Well, I don't even grow hemp.
I know, just leaning into the hippie stuff.
Nothing. That's the thing.
Well, so what do you garden? Is it flowers?
Well,
we have
lots of plants out in the yard. Okay. We don't have a yard.
Just general plants?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a general gardener.
So you're not growing fruits and vegetables, you're not growing flowers, you just have a bunch of plants.
I don't cook, therefore the idea of growing fruits and vegetables.
But so gardening, though, indicates that you are like,
yeah,
picking plants out from seed and then you're tending them from their young. Are you doing all these things?
Can I backtrack?
You water the plants?
No, I'm good at it. I just I'm interested in it and what plants are. I have a green thumb. Let's say it that way. Indoor and outdoor, I'm pretty good at
keeping the plants alive.
Yeah, I can grow them and cultivate them. And
way to go.
I don't know. That's really lame, isn't it? Here's another one. And this is one I've talked about a lot. And I think I'm in the vast minority on this.
Yeah.
I'm not into movies, really.
Oh, interesting. I used to be super into movies and now kind of can't be anymore.
Why? Oh, because you have
too
kids?
Much of a time commitment. And like by the time the kids are in bed, there's like a running clock on how much juice my wife and I have left to finish something. So there's like, movies, shows are way easier than movies for us as an entertainment option.
Right.
Plus, shows have gotten so much better against movies compared to how they were. It used to be movies that were kind of like the cream of the crop, and now you can have TV shows that are just as good as the movies out there, if not better.
Couldn't agree more. And now Sook would argue with that. We've had this fight, but
maybe the thing, and I don't know if it would be surprising because, you know, I'm a bro with the beard, but was into meat smoking for quite some time.
Ah, you're a meat smoker.
I got so into it, I started its own Instagram account where I was documenting all the different smokes and cuts that I was doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that about you.
So that would probably be the...
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but it's, you know, cool hobby, I guess.
That's also something that was relatively ditched since having kids because it consumes a ton of time. You don't have to do a lot, but I'm not going to check the probes every 45 minutes when I have two little ones running around.
What do you want to be into?
Ooh, I want to be like, and not even good. I want to be like much better at golf than I am. And I do not have the time to commit to it. That COVID year, that first summer when golf was like the only thing that anybody could do together, I played all the time and I got a ton better just from playing and would love to, one, get back to that level, and two, drop like, I mean, I'm close to like a 20 handicap. I would love to be like 10 or something like, and I know that takes a ton of work to get there, but to be essentially a between par and bogey golfer would be excellent.
Yeah, well, good luck with that with two kids.
Yeah.
And a
wife. But, you know, we're only like, I don't know, 2 years away from them both being in school quite a bit, so.
And you do work afternoons.
I do work afternoons.
Yeah.
So.
You might
possible.
Be able to squeeze something in.
It's in there.
Well, the thing about movies for me, I've always found them to be, especially lately, like you said, I'm always disappointed. And honestly, I don't see what others really see in film. I know that puts me in the vast minority. I've never really been able to canoodle with other people who think this way. So I don't know why I'm weird like this, but I think they rarely have much soul, and I say rarely, there's some really good stuff out there, but it's few and far between. They try to sell you like they're all the same. There's maybe one or two, one a year that's even worth watching.
Well,
much less has soul.
And so now the thing about that is, they have, just like everything else right now, we have the formula for what sells the most. And it's the effects.
Exactly.
It's the slapstick. It's the third or fourth iteration of the Tyler Perry movie that everyone knows what all the jokes are going to be. Like,
that's right.
It's all of that, whereas, and doing the really unique stuff that has soul is relatively low budget, but it also doesn't bring anybody to the box office. And so there's almost no point to it. So now you see people doing that more for TV, and the only stuff you're getting in theaters is like the Marvel Universe and, you know, the slapstick, like Run It Back Again.
Yeah, TV is where it's at.
I agree.
Streaming. They're making good stuff, better stuff anyway, than the theaters or the studios. But yeah, it's always like lowest common denominator, cheap laugh. It's just not worth it. And like RJ says on the text line, I can't stay awake through a movie and I never remember him anyway.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you say shows, like, we're old guys. We fall asleep at the drop of a hat.
Right. And my wife is especially that way. She starts work early. And so by the end of the day, she's like 45 minutes into a movie, she's gone.
Yeah, me too. But the show, you can stay to the end because it's not that long.
Yep. Yep.
So see, we figured this out.
We agree.
Yeah.
I do like, though, this time of year, when all the Oscar noms have come out, to try to find some of the best picture nominations and watch some of those. I generally like to have watched that wins. And
didn't they just come out?
Yeah, they just came out like today or yesterday.
So did you see? Like, I don't even care enough to look at the list because I know I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, there's the one that's the favorite is called The Brutalist, and
who's in that?
I don't even recall. But
fantastic.
And then, yeah. But I will. That's something I will now dive into, and I bet my wife and I watch two or three of them before the Oscars.
Okay.
Even though there are 9 nominated, which is also weird, because movies have gotten worse, but we've expanded all the categories.
Yeah, I used to love the Oscars, and now I won't even watch. I'll probably scrapbook instead. Did you know I'm into scrapbooking?
I don't believe you. Are you into scrapbooking?
No, but I'm into quilting.
I still don't believe you.
Who's the fan personality most likely to quilt?
Swigard.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know what? Dark horse, Rusty. I could see him sitting at home.
I think that's right, too. Yeah, good call. All right. Well, Sook's out at the car auction. He's going to be back on Monday. I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, you are.
On Sunday. So I land right before the Eagles.
I was going to say, what time? That's kind of key.
Land at 11. And the game starts at noon.
When there are big games in Vegas and you're there, do you like to watch them from a restaurant, from the casino floor, from the sports book, somewhere else? Like, what do you like to do when a big game is on that you want to watch?
We usually go to Vegas on the off weekends.
I thought so.
But
so you're not usually
going,
trying to watch all of it.
This trip is for my wife's birthday.
Ah.
So, you
whatever
know,
she wants to do.
Yeah, I'm not going to be, like, glued to the games.
Sure.
But I think if I had my druthers, I'd get a seat at the sports book with a nice cocktail.
Yeah.
But I would imagine for conference championship weekend, it's going to be packed and you probably have to reserve seats.
Probably. Or either that or be there 4 hours early.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm going to watch them. I'll see them. It's the art of watching the game while your wife thinks you're doing something together with her. That's the art.
There was a time that I went with a bunch of buddies to Vegas for one of the March Madness weekends. And actually, I don't even think it was the first one because that's the super crowded one. It was the Sweet 16 Elite Eight weekend, which is kind of the secret great weekend to go that's less crowded but just as fun. And I was like the last person flying out. I didn't have anywhere to go to watch the game, and all the sports books were already packed because March Madness. And so I went to the Gentleman's Club where they had a projector screen and I watched the games there
I
watched some dancers too.
Really?
Yeah.
And it makes me sad.
It did not make me sad.
Oh,
won some money.
That's not sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting. Yeah. You guys, you could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they have TVs everywhere, right? Like, you could go play
they
cards.
They brought down full on projector screens. Yeah. Like, they were promoting it. Like, come watch March Madness here.
Well, you could play cards. Yeah. And in the pits, they'll have to. There's, I mean, that's a great seat right there.
Sure. If you're posted up at a roulette table or a craps table and they've got it in the pit, yeah, that's good.
I love Vegas.
I know you do.
So many options.
But now we have the test of all tests.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, my wife, okay, so her birthday is coming up. And we've had this on the book. I surprised her with this trip. Okay, we're going to go to Vegas. Yeah. Well, I came back. You know, I was sick a couple days off the show around Christmas because I had the flu. Because we flew to San Diego, saw my little nieces, and, of course, those snotty little rat fart kids got us sick.
Of course they did.
They always do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got sick, and now my wife is sick. Shove that straight up your little kid ass. So she got it long after I got it. And you guys that have had the flu this year, it's a rough one. You guys that have had it know that. And it lasts forever. Mm-hmm. It just lingers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on like week 5. I'm still kind of coughing a little bit. I feel fine. But she's on week 2, at the end of week 2, starting week 3, and she's still sick. Mm. Like it's a little touch and go.
Oh, so it's a little bit dicey right now?
A little bit, but she is not backing down. So
and you've still got some time.
We have 2 days.
Well, to you know, pump the vitamin C and
I know. Listen, I think she's going to rally.
Well, it sounds like it.
But look, two of the last 3 times. So I came back from San Diego sick. You guys, it's well documented. I've come back from Vegas sick. 2 of the last 3 times I've been to Vegas or gotten sick there. I got COVID the last time I was there. I mean, it's a mess. What the hell am I going to Vegas?
Good question.
I can't stop. So this is the test of all tests. And I vow to you that if I get sick again, I may not go back.
Well, hold on a second. There was a big qualifier in there that you just breezed through.
Yeah.
If I get sick again, I may not go back. You didn't say I will not go back. You may not, which means you'll at least give it one more shot after that.
Listen, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we decided to do. And she needs to mask up anyway because she's coughing all over the place. We're going to mask up and take some serious precautions in the airport and on the flight, you know, the whole thing. I always say I'm going to do that and I never do.
You're actually doing it this time.
We're going to do it this time. And then Uber to the resort. I mean, we say we go to Vegas. We just go to the Wynn. And all we do is sit at the Wynn. So it's not, we don't really go out.
You're not
out
cruising
partying
around with a bunch of others.
Yeah. So the hard part is the tables, you know, I mean, that's where, and it's smoky. That kind of sucks. But other than that, you know, hopefully the pools are open. I don't know if they are. Maybe golf. I don't know. But, you know, we're just going to chill. And
so do you bring your clubs every time?
No.
Or would you just rent them? Or would you? Or do you have clubs down there?
Well, like, I can't really even golf with my shoulder anyway, so I don't know.
You just said maybe golf. I didn't know.
I'm talking out of my ass. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, we're going to take it easy. And hopefully that will alleviate the problems. Because last time we went with the kids and we went hard. We went out partying, went to the club. That's how you get sick.
Oh, I'm hurt.
You know, now we're going as olds. Hell, we might even get up a 5 o'clock buffet, 5 a.m. buffet.
The breakfast buffet.
How about that?
I bet the Wynn has a good buffet.
Anyway, so Suk will be back on Monday, and then I'll be back later next week. But I don't know. It's going to be fun being in Vegas for the football games. I've been to Vegas for the NCAA tournament first weekend, and it was a madhouse. I would not recommend it.
I've never been during football season. I've only been during like spring, summer, and then like, well, I guess I was there during like bowl season because I went for an Oregon bowl game in like mid-December, but that didn't really count.
Oregon, Auburn, you remember that game where Bo Nix beat him?
Yeah.
We were in Vegas for that.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. But, yeah, I prefer the off times when it's less crowded, but I bet you it'll be pretty crazy there this weekend. Anyway, so that's what you have to look forward to. Me for 2 days with Buckley, and then Suk for 3 days with Buckley.
Maybe some Nemec mixed in. We'll see.
Andrew Nemec.
We'll see. No recruiting with Andrew Nemec tonight because sick daughter.
Ah, see, it's going around. Have
it's
you guys
totally going around?
You guys caught it at the house yet? It's a rough one.
I think we got it at the tail end of last week, and I've just gotten through it.
Look at you. Well, anyway, let's get started. You want to talk some sport?
Suppose we can. Suppose we should.
Is anyone outside of Kansas City rooting for the three-peat? The answer to that is likely no. We'll start there next on The Fan. All right, nice to have you along. It's Thursday. It's time to start getting into conference championship weekend. in these games. I've been thinking a lot about them today, doing my homework, mainly for betting purposes. But very interesting games. I love conference championship weekend.
And it's also part of the reason I like betting so much is because it's a good way to like learn about these games. 100%. I think these two things go hand in hand. It's part of the reason I enjoy it so much.
100%. You know, I was thinking driving in too. I was listening to, it was Danny and Dusty. They were talking about the Washington Philly game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking, I think they were just picking key players on both sides of the ball, you know. And I was thinking to myself, you know, how differently I look at football. I mean, when you're looking at it from a gambling perspective, you're not necessarily looking at the same things as people looking at it from an X's and O's perspective. It's just two
different things,
totally
stand
different
out.
Disciplines. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, no right or wrong way. Everybody's different. Everybody looks at what's interesting to them. What's interesting to me is just, you know, things like the spot. What spot are these teams in? You know, just intangible things like trying to gain. Is there an edge? Does Buffalo have a little bit of an edge because they continually lose to Kansas City in this spot and the Chiefs have won two straight Super Bowls? I mean, is there an edge there?
Mm-hmm.
So it's things like that. Like, I don't know if there is.
Well,
I doubt there is.
I keep wondering about Jalen Hurts and his knee and how much that affects how much they want to run the ball and how much that affects their overall game plan and how much that affects whether Washington can stay in the game. And, like, it just – you can go down these little rabbit holes where one little domino can have a massive effect, and it's fun to think about.
What about trends? Do you like trends? I mean, the trends are that
– I love trends.
The conference – the number one seeds – in the conference championship, wrote it down. They are straight up since 2003. They are 20-5.
Sounds like we should bet on
Kansas
Casey.
City. That's the Chiefs. And then I was sitting there looking at this game or both games today, going, my God, you could pick apart the Chiefs. Again, this is where the X's and O's things. Well, you know, this matchup or that matchup, or they haven't done this or they do. The Chiefs don't lose.
Yeah.
Like,
They just find a way.
And guess who else doesn't lose? The freaking Eagles.
Yep.
The Eagles have lost one game since week four.
Mm-hmm. They've won.
With Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, when Jalen Hurts plays, they've won 11 of 12, I think.
Yeah, because Washington got him when he got hurt.
Right.
And what's interesting about that game is, you know, the Eagles-Commanders, that's a game we've seen twice. And that second matchup, Hurts got hurt, so it's a... You know, it's a tough one to gauge, but Washington turned it over five times in that game, and they won. So, it's just, you know, there's so much variance in one game that it's just impossible to really break them all down and know what the hell's gonna happen. But the fun part is just looking at all the different angles and trying to see if you can find something that you think moves the needle one way or the other for mm-hmm. you to bet a Buffalo or Kansas City, because how big of a toss-up is that game? It's the biggest toss-up ever seen.
It's almost a pick'em.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like every time they play, it's tight. I know Kansas City's won, well, the series is 4-4, but the Chiefs have won all three in the playoffs.
Right.
And they are at home, and the number one seed in the conference championship, the number one seed is 20-5 since 2003. That has me leaning Kansas City. I just don't think Kansas City, they don't freaking lose this game.
And you kind of brought it up yesterday as well, that they are the team, that they're not going out doing all the fancy things. They are laying in wait, waiting for you to make the mistake. And then they don't make them.
Well, you know, the Bills do that too.
That's true.
That's what's interesting about this matchup is the Bills are much like that, and so are the Eagles.
And that, I think, is a credit to the Bills, because they used to be a team that you could wait it out with Josh Allen, and eventually he would give one to you,
and he's
gotten a lot better in that regard, and maybe that's a difference in this one.
Well, I do think, I mean, this is going to be the lamest analysis of all time, but Chiefs-Bills will probably come down to turnover margin, because
they're so even.
So it's going to be
And maybe red zone defense, like who has to settle for three every now and then, or something?
Like a missed kick or something. But, you know, the last time they played, so the Chiefs, they don't lose. The only game they've lost outside of the game where they didn't play anybody against Denver is to Buffalo. And in that game, Patrick Mahomes turned it over two times. He threw two picks. Well, do you care to guess how many interceptions Patrick Mahomes has thrown since that moment?
I'm going to say zero.
Zero. Mm-hmm. But the Bills are number one in turnover margin. So, yeah. I mean, these are all this to tee up some great conference championship talk today because these are great matchups.
Yeah.
And Jaden Daniels, you know, you got a rookie quarterback in the conference championship. I got some numbers on that. That guy
who's not playing like one at all. They're trusting him. Like he's like the best against the blitz in like the NFL. It's remarkable.
It's going to be so good. I love conference championship weekend. Well, let's get more into the games. And we've also got an NFL juice caboose coming up in which the Dallas Cowboys, it seems like, and we don't know, but these are just reports, that they have maybe pivoted from Brian Schottenheimer to a new name. And dare I say, this new name...
It's not a worse name, is it?
I don't think it's a worse name at all. As a matter of fact, I think it would be a great hire for Dallas.
Oh, okay. So a positive pivot. I thought you were going to say, if anything, it might be even worse than Schottenheimer, and I was going to be floored.
I don't think so, but, you know, maybe this is just one man's opinion. So we'll get to that coming up in our NFL juice caboose. Here's Buck.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, I was looking at a map of the rooting interests of the United States for the conference championships, and it is all blue for the most part. The Bills are the nation's darling. No one outside of Kansas City is rooting for the three-peat, and I guess I get that, but I also don't really understand why we suddenly hate Kansas City. I know,
it's just the thing to do in sports now. Anytime somebody wins two titles with a shot at three, we're like, nope, we can't like them anymore. It's just...
Why is that? Why don't we...
I don't know. Well, maybe I do know. I think part of it is like the media oversaturation, the fact that we just have 24-hour news cycles on TV and on social media now that it's constantly being thrown in your face if you're following sports stuff all the time. So I think people get fatigue of championships and dynasties from the same people over and over again.
Yeah, probably a good explanation. I find that a little odd in that one of the reasons, I think one of the reasons we watch sports is to see excellence, to see not just your boy Ludwig Åberg winning the Farmers Insurance Open, but to watch Tiger Woods, you know, dominate for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's different than Ludwig Åberg, no offense. And by the way, the Farmers Insurance Open, it is back on.
Oh, it is.
Back on today.
You had your shorts in a bunch there for
a
second.
Dude, that threw my day for a loop. They had a wind delay in San Diego, but they're playing again. Anyway, you know, I don't know why we don't root for excellence. I get the fatigue part, but I don't see that just yet with Kansas City. I mean, it's not like they're 15 years or 20 years down the road like the Patriots were. I get the fatigue with the Patriots. I mean, that was a long-ass run, and they had a lull in between. Titles, but Kansas City's still kind of, I mean, they're still relatively new, right?
Eh. I mean, the fact that Patrick Mahomes has been in the AFC Championship game every year since he took over as the starter is like, you know.
Yeah, they're there a lot, you're right. But beat them. I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't understand the hatred for Kansas City.
The text line says, die the hero or live long enough to become the villain.
Yeah, I guess.
Batman.
Yeah. I just... And I know I'm from that area, but I've never been a huge Chiefs fan. I don't know why we don't root for excellence. I am not rooting against the three-peat.
No, I'm not either.
I think Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City are way more interesting than when the Patriots were running through people. I thought the Patriots were shockingly boring with Belichick and Brady. Mm-hmm.
Except for the one year they had Moss, and then they ended up losing to the Giants anyways.
And Andy Reid's really likable. So I don't know, but I guess everybody's rooting for the Bills. Everybody's rooting for the Bills, which I love because I think that, I think the Bills will be the Bills and let everyone down.
Well, ever since the Four Falls of Buffalo, I think it's like when people wanted the Cubs to win the World Series.
That's
it's like
true.
You just, they're the lovable, have lost a lot.
Well, I've gotten down on Kansas City, I'm not going to lie. I haven't gotten down a bet on the Eagles Commies game yet, but Kansas City, I'm going with a team that just does not lose. Yeah. And they don't beat themselves, and they have a quarterback who, when push comes to shove, I don't want to be on the other side of that.
There might be some skin there.
That dude is so good, and I know Josh Allen is too, but they've won this game 3 times in a row over the Bills. This one's in Kansas City. They got revenge on their mind. They already lost to him once this year. I think Kansas City's going back to the Super Bowl. And that's where I put my money. Now I do have the Bills in a little teaser with Ohio State, so I can middle.
Ooh, very nice.
I can middle this bitch.
Yeah.
Now Commies Eagles, that one I don't know. I'm inclined to take the team that just doesn't beat itself, plays great defense,
but
runs the ball.
Six is a pretty big number.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's a little juicy.
When you're only laying two with Kansas City, I took them on the money line. It's like perfect.
That game I have the least feel on, like, how it's going to play out.
Which
the Philly Washington game. It just, because it feels like you wouldn't surprise me either way if you told me that Washington either had the lead or kept it close the entire time, or that Philly won by 3 touchdowns. I wouldn't be surprised by either outcome.
Yeah, I trust Philly, and much like I trust Kansas City. The rookie quarterback thing, you know, this is again another one of those sort of gambling looks at things, but this is generally speaking where the upstart team goes down.
Yes.
Because you don't, you know, and Suk always talks about this. He doesn't like Washington. He doesn't think they're that good. Well, here they are in the conference championship. They're obviously good. But I think his point is, I don't know if they're Super Bowl level good.
Yeah.
And you know, it's hard to win 3 games in a row on the road.
Yes.
At any point in the NFL season.
Especially with a rookie quarterback, especially with a team that hasn't been there before.
In the playoffs. And now you're going on the road against the number one defense and Saquon Barkley. And I know they, you know, typically when you get division rematches in this spot, the games are pretty close just because of familiarity. And they've played twice this year. They split. But the second time when the Commies won, Hurts, that was the game he got hurt, and Kenny Pickett had to come in. I just think with a rookie quarterback never having played in this game, I wonder if he's going to be tight, if they're going to be tight, and I'm going to go with the defense and the run game at home. Rookie quarterbacks in championship game history, 0-5. They've never won.
There you go.
They're 1-4 against the spread. Jaden Daniels, I love him. It's really hard to believe that he was at Arizona State with Herm Edwards. Do you remember those days?
I guess I forgot that he was with Herm, but I knew he was at ASU. He beat Oregon when he was a freshman.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. You also kind of wonder why his LSU teams weren't better.
Yeah.
As good as he is.
Like, last year, he and Malik Nabers were both on the same team.
Yeah, they went 10-4 and 10-3. And they were good, but didn't win the SEC.
You weren't Georgia.
Yeah. So I don't know. The only reserve I have for the Eagles would be the injuries. And where's Hurts' knee at? Although I would argue that Hurts has played like he's hurt for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And
am
he
I
is.
Wrong? Like he,
and he is.
He looks, and I know he tweaked his knee against LA.
Yep.
But he looked hurt before that. Because he's not running that much. He's not very, I don't know, he's weird. He holds on to the ball. He's not that great.
He's not that great, but he's really hard to stop. if that's possible. Like, he's really talented, and he makes some incredible plays, but you're also like, well, I can beat that guy.
Yeah, he doesn't scare you. And yet all they do is
doesn't have
win.
A lot of deep ball precision right now, it doesn't feel like, which plays into that.
He's got two good receivers on the outside, and he rarely gets it to them.
Yeah.
They're weird, but it's Barkley and it's defense. And by the way, Quinyon Mitchell is going to play. And that's a big one because in the first matchup, Quinyon Mitchell, he shut McLaurin down. And they will need him. You know, that rookie, I forget, the Quinyon Mitchell's the rookie, but the whoever they put in place of Mitchell last week, the Rams went right after him. And so they need Quinyon Mitchell, and it sounds like he's going to play. And Hurts is going to play, too, if you're wondering.
He's definitely just playing. What's the extent of what can he do or how limited is he?
That's the only reservation I have for them is injuries.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get down on that game. I don't know if I'm going to get down there. Though Commies kind of, you know.
Might be one to bet live.
I think they can keep it close. But I'm with you. I wouldn't be shocked if Philly just puts a 35-13 whooping on them.
But I also wouldn't be surprised if with the Hurt situation, they got up and they kind of just held on.
They tend to do that.
They do that a lot.
What about Daniels, do you think that he is the best quarterback in the NFC East right now?
So let's see. It's him. It's Dak. It's Hurts. And
I mean, is he the best quarterback in this game? He is, isn't he? And he's better than Dak, right?
He's definitely better than Dak. And, I mean, yeah, he's playing better than Hurts. So, yes.
Drew Locke?
No. Tommy Cutlets?
Yeah, the Daniels thing is pretty fun to watch. I don't know what his ceiling is, but I think he might be the best quarterback in the NFC East already.
It'll be interesting to see if he stays here at this level or if he kind of does the CJ Stroud thing.
Exactly.
Which would have the sophomore regression and all that, because Stroud was about like this time last year. You're like, whoa, we didn't think this team was going to be much. New head coach, rookie QB. And then you're like, holy crap, they've got a pretty good roster. And now that this kid can kind of sling it a little bit, they're in a good spot. And that went the other way this year. I'm not saying it's going to for Daniels, but I'll be fascinated to see kind of how those two continue to compare going on.
Very true. And yeah, somebody on the text line pointing out Washington's defense, a little suspect.
Little sus.
Barkley, they shutting down Barkley? I don't think so.
Did you see?
I think the Eagles and the Chiefs are going to, long story short, I think you're going to get the Eagles-Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and that's probably not going to make many people's sports pants tight.
I think we might have talked about this off the air yesterday, but did you see the over-under on Saquon Barkley's rushing yards prop is the highest it's ever been set for a running back in the history of NFL sports betting?
In any game?
In any game.
Damn. What is it?
130 and a half yards rushing.
Well, I mean, you got to bet the under, right?
You would think, but he's gone over that in three of the last four. So,
well, he's also broken off long runs.
Yes, he has. That's a big part of it, but he kind of does that.
I mean, look. You got to go under on that, don't you? You got it.
I heard someone saying you either go under or you go way over. You bet over 150 or over 175 and just say he's going to do another monster performance.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, I mean, you can get juiced odds that way,
in the prop market?
Yeah.
I don't bet a lot of props.
I like props.
You big prop guy?
I wouldn't say I'm a big prop guy, but I like them.
There's too many of them.
Well, yeah, that's true. But that means there's that you much more to get an edge on.
What else I don't like about the props is they juice them to the gills.
Yeah.
Like, you have to pay a pretty penny for anyone you like, and it's like, ah.
And the sharps move in on them early, so then those numbers move, and they get juiced, and you're not getting the same number
it's
that they open at.
It's hard to get them
By the time you found it, it's lost its value, maybe.
Right. All right, well, we will get back to conference championship weekend later. But up next, it is our NFL Juice Caboose. There is a new name emerging as the front runner for the Cowboys head coaching vacancy, and dare I say, it might be a pretty good hire. That's next on The Fan. I forgot about one other angle that we need to discuss real quick before we get to our NFL Juice Caboose and the Cowboys job. Strangest list of candidates for a head coaching vacancy ever. But one other thing, you mentioned this yesterday, and we talk about this a lot. I talk about it a lot with college coaches, but it's how their team fares when the coach is clearly on his way out the door or interviewing for another job.
Yeah.
You mentioned Joe Brady, who is the offensive coordinator of the Bills. He is a candidate for, he's expected to interview again with the Jags next week.
And he's already a candidate for the Saints job.
Right. So I imagine he'll be talking to them again, too. I don't know if they talk this week or if those teams just sit and wait until next week. But Joe Brady, we forgot about Spagnuolo. So the Chiefs defensive coordinator, he has had three interviews. He interviewed with the Jets And they've since hired Aaron Glenn.
But I didn't realize he was interviewing for head coaching positions.
Yeah, because Andy Reid came out today and said he totally endorses him to get another head coaching job.
Well, because I brought him up for the Cowboys and thinking that he wasn't going anywhere, that nobody had interest.
Well, the Cowboys have the, and I'll get to this in just a second. I just wrote down the five guys that are being bandied about for the Cowboys. It's the strangest list ever, and Spagnuolo is not on the list. Probably should be, but he's not. Spags interviewed for the Jets job, which is gone, but he also interviewed for the Raiders and Jags. So again, I don't know if that's a factor, but these coaches that have their eye on another team, maybe being a head coach, are they fully focused on the conference championship games? I would imagine they are. I mean, they owe it to their team to be. They want to be, but can you really be? So that's another interesting angle that is very hard to, I don't know, it's hard to define. And then you got one on both sides of the ball. You got those two coaches are going up against each other. Joe Brady against Spagnuolo. Very interesting. All right, so for the Cowboys, the when we left you yesterday, it was Brian Schottenheimer's job to lose.
Yeah.
Who is the OC there. Yes. I mean, come on, Jerry. Well, now there's steam that while Schottenheimer is still in the mix, the big name that has popped up, because apparently Jerry just kind of pivots on a whim, is Pete Carroll.
Really?
Of your Seattle Seahawks. And yeah, Pete wants a job.
The offense was ripping.
And I don't know if this will be... It's possible that the Cowboys and Raiders are going to fight over Pete Carroll, which is interesting because at the start of the hiring cycle, I don't think Pete Carroll was high on anybody's list. But as we get down to the nitty-gritty here, I got to tell you, I think Pete Carroll to Dallas would be a pretty good hire.
I think it would be pretty solid. It maybe depends who what coordinators he ends up with, but... I could see that working.
Well, Jerry loves guys with rings. That's why he hired McCarthy.
Yep.
And that's why all the John Gruden love out there. Pete Carroll, I think in the end, should not be a shock. I would imagine Jerry has sniffed around or did sniff around Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
But he's staying at North Carolina. He actually did sign his contract, they said.
Oh, so how about that?
5 years, $50 million for...
it's already been addressed.
For Bill. But... So, Pete, you know, and imagine if Pete Carroll had won that second Super Bowl. How would we view Pete Carroll? Look, I know he's old.
But him being available right now would be a lot more attractive to a lot more people.
And don't you think, well, yeah, he's a freaking legend.
And it shouldn't make that much more of a difference, but you're right. That second ring is everything.
Well, I just don't really understand why, and maybe it's just his age, but I don't really get why Pete Carroll isn't more revered. I feel like Pete Carroll is one of the best football coaches, period, that we have seen in our lifetime.
I mean, considering what he did with the Seahawks and at US freaking C.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't you see some parallels between USC and the Cowboys?
Yes, definitely.
In that, you know,
the glitz and glam.
Yeah, a lot of distractions. And Carroll.
And you know that being there, going in, you're in that position. You have to be able to embrace it. Pete's a guy who's proven he can do that.
Well, and you've got at USC before Pete Carroll got there and Cowboys now. Pete Carroll was like fifth on USC's list to hire. He's like fifth on the Cowboys list to hire. So there's similarities there. And then
I'd rather have him than Schottenheimer
by a million. And I also think he's a good culture builder. And Dallas already has a culture that is difficult to transcend.
Personality is the right kind for it.
But
he
did that at USC. That's the same kind of thing he would do in Dallas. And I feel like there's a lot of synergy with him. And that would actually be whether Jerry's going to stumble into this. And who knows if he hires Pete Carroll. But if he does, I think they actually upgraded and dodged a huge bullet by not hiring Brian Schottenheimer. Remember, Schottenheimer, if he stays there, he and Pete obviously we're together in Seattle, so there's some synergy with those two guys.
That's right, yeah.
The other guys on Dallas's list, real quick, Jerry's apparently, according to the people following Jerry, it's Deion Sanders, Rich Bisaccia.
What?
Pete Carroll, Brian Schottenheimer, and Kellen Moore, which is honestly the strangest fivesome of all time for a coaching vacancy.
Yeah, that's...
But here we are. Of all of those, Pete Carroll's the best hire.
How many of those five are upgrades over McCarthy? Four of them? Three of them?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to say two.
So who to you would for sure be an upgrade over
Pete
McCarthy?
Carroll. And Deion Sanders.
Okay.
I think Deion in Dallas is interesting.
I think it is too.
Bisaccia, no.
No.
Schottenheimer, no.
No.
And Kellen Moore, I don't really see the... I don't really see.
Maybe there's something more dynamic there than what McCarthy was offering, but again, McCarthy was proven. So yeah, it's definitely two and maybe three.
Or just one.
Or maybe just one.
I mean, you know, let's give McCarthy a little credit.
Sure.
Dion, you know, he's never even coached in the NFL. But Pete Carroll, I just think if Dallas hired Pete Carroll, that might work out. And the other thing, too, is Jerry, he loves a deal. Suk's always talking about this, how, like, why don't you just back up the Brinks truck for the coach that you want?
And he's got a bigger Brinks truck than anybody.
Exactly. There's no salary cap. Just pay him. But then Jerry goes the other way, and he wants to get a guy on a good deal. Well, you can probably get Pete for pretty cheap. I don't think it's about money for Pete. He wants to get back in the game. You could probably get Pete for $5 or $6 million a year, whereas Dion's going to want 12.
Yeah.
All right, more NFL juice caboose is coming up next. Did we really need a statement from Mark Andrews?
No.
Well, we got one on the Fan.